This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The single most unifying position held by Americans is appreciation for those who protect our freedom and our families. You can help honor fallen or disabled U.S. service members and first responders by donating to Folds of Honor. They award scholarships to make sure the educational dreams of their sons and daughters and spouses live on. They have a 4 out of 4-star ranking on Charity Navigator, so you can give with confidence at foldsofhonor.org.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Woo!
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
If I said how interested are you in Elvis, just generally, 1 through 10, 10 being high, Amy?
7.
Like fan-wise, 7?
Oh, like I really want to watch that movie, and I like learning about him, and I think it's all fascinating.
Songs.
Oh. I like his music, though. When y'all play it, I'm like, that's good.
Yeah. Let her stay at 7, Bones.
Yeah.
No, but she was confused, because then she thought I was talking about now.
Okay.
And Austin, whatever his name is.
Austin Butler.
Yeah, Austin Butler. I think she's confusing Austin Butler, that kid actor, for Elvis. Okay, so we'll put you at a 6, okay?
Okay, I'll meet you in the middle.
General Elvis love, Eddie?
10. Yeah, maybe 11, if you let me do that.
No.
Lunchbox?
1.
You give no craps.
I don't care.
But nothing?
He's just music. He didn't like music.
No, what do you know about Elvis?
He married his cousin or something, or
no,
his sister, or his,
no,
someone really
That's
young.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Okay, now the young, yes.
Young.
Yes,
and he died young on his toilet.
Okay. Those are the things you know about Elvis, the two, like,
and
not so pleasant.
Not
yeah,
glamorous
and he,
at all.
He sang mm-hmm. some songs.
How many Elvis songs can you name? You get $1 for every one that you nail.
Let's go.
Oh, I got one.
Go.
Jailhouse Rock.
1.
Boom.
If you can't, if you don't get to 10, though, you get no money. You got to hit 10 to get 10.
10?
Yeah, you got this.
Go ahead. 1. Go.
Blue Suede Shoes.
Boom. 2. Let's go.
Was that really 1?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hound Dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
Love Me Tender.
Boom. 4.
Oh!
Look at him.
Let's go, dude. I'm rooting for you here. You got 4.
I think I'm in trouble. What else is Elvis singing? Love Me. That's already said that. Teddy Bear.
Yes.
Wow.
5. Come on.
There.
Wow. There's more?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I tell you what, you get 2 more.
2 more.
You can start it at $7.
I don't even know. I don't know if I can get 2 more.
You can.
There's ones that I'm missing. Big
oh,
ones.
Like 100. You're on the clock at 30 seconds. Trying to get your next one.
That's Johnny Cash. Folsom County Blues.
Close. Not really,
Folsom
but
County.
Yes.
Blue. Oh, no, that's not. Walking in Memphis is not him. Head Held High. No, that's that one. Dang.
10 seconds.
Come on, man.
Come on. Thank you. There.
That's right.
Hey, Pretty Mama.
Oof.
Oh, Pretty Mama.
You're just making noises now.
Hey, Pretty Mama.
All right, time. You almost got it. You did good.
Dang.
You did good. Can't Help Falling in Love. Could you sing that one?
I can't help falling in love with you.
That's it.
That's good, dude.
Or how about Burning Love? A hunk of burning love. You know that one?
Yeah, standing outside the fire.
No, that's Garth.
Yeah. Oh. How about Don't Be Cruel? Ooh, too hot, that's true.
Never heard that.
I don't want no other love.
In the ghetto. Oh.
In the ghetto. I've heard that line.
Are you lonesome tonight?
In the ghetto.
No different song. Oh. Return to Sender.
Oh, I've heard that one. I've heard that.
Address Unknown.
I've heard that one before.
There's a lot, but you did pretty good. I'm surprised you got five. Elvis's jewelry is going to hit the auction block. More than 200 pieces of jewelry purchased by Elvis are set to hit the block, and it is some loud stuff.
Oh.
With things like TCB, which meant taking care of business, it is some loud jewelry. You would never wear this now unless you wore it around your neck and went, this is Elvis's jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all going up. That's from Reuters, but Scuba Steve claims to have a piece of Elvis memorabilia. Do you guys know this?
No.
Yes.
You, Eddie, you do.
Oh, yeah, because he took it to Graceland when we went.
Really? What do you have, Scuba Steve, from Elvis?
So my wife's bringing it so I can show you later, but it is a cane that a girl I dated in high school, her grandmother, for some reason, loved me so much, gave me this cane that she acquired from Elvis back in the day through however she required. I won't get into that, but she got the cane, and it's legitimately his, apparently. It's a wooden cane that has a tiger on it.
You can't say. Those words do not match.
Okay.
You can't say it's legitimately his, apparently.
Legitimate and apparent.
Yes. That, yeah. We're even. After you say those things, we're even at nothing.
It's a wash.
Yes.
Well, yeah. So she says she got it from him. I believe her. She grew up in that era. She was around that whole scene. So I don't see why she'd be lying to me that it wasn't from him.
Well, there are many reasons to lie.
To look cool.
One, if you don't know you're lying, and she got it from someone who claimed it was Elvis. Unless you have a picture of him with a cane at some point.
Yeah.
Or like a letter from Elvis going, well, this is my cane, pretty daddy. Elvis.
Yes.
Well, it's tough with no proof. Have you looked online for pictures?
I haven't found anything online for pictures, but it does seem like it's Elvis-esque. Hmm.
I have George Washington's wallet.
Oh,
you do?
That's right. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's apparently legitimately his.
Apparently legitimate.
But you can say, and I hope it is. I hope it is.
I've had it for like 15, 20 years.
That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, I have some underwear of Babe Ruth's.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Tommy John. Same eyewear. Cool. But people, I'm anxious to see it, Scuba.
Yeah.
I will say, though, in the movie, there's a shot that focuses in on a cane. And I didn't know Elvis had a cane, but in the movie, it's like there's Elvis with a cane. And I wouldn't say it looks like exactly Scuba's, but it resembles Scuba's.
Well, because they probably wanted to use the real one, but I had it.
Maybe they couldn't find it.
They couldn't find it.
They were like,
there we go.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't wait to see it, Scuba. Bring it in, okay?
I will, definitely.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a situation where I would like your advice. I have a female coworker that smells bad, almost like body odor. Now, I had COVID back in November of last year, and I'm still not able to smell a lot, but I could smell her. And another female coworker of mine said the same thing. Question is, how do I go about this? Should I tell her? Our supervisor is male, and I've heard she doesn't feel comfortable talking to him, so should I let him tell her, even though it'd be awful for her? Signed, smelly coworker in Michigan. Now, we've talked about situations like this before. Amy, I'll start with you. If you stunk, how would you like us to tell you?
I would love for you to tell me, but it would be hard. So I guess privately and not make it embarrassing.
But how?
Okay, so if it's you, for example, maybe one day we're having a meeting, but you say, hey, me, I need to talk to you in the office, not about me stinking. We talk, and then you're like, hey, by the way, did you get a new deodorant? Or?
Oh, you really like to be coddled and hugged. And
of course.
And even like a little bit lied to.
That's not a little bit lied.
Did you get a new deodorant? I don't feel that way.
You smell.
Or did you stop using it? Amy, hey, I know you love to be natural and make your own deodorant. Like, did you stop doing that or something?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to lie to me, but be gentle with me.
Gentle with a slight hint of dishonesty is what it feels like.
Well, what would you do?
It's easy. I create a fake email account.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
What? Yes, I do, because then nobody.
I do not want to get a random email from someone
but
saying
you're going
I stink.
To. You're
going to
get it from a friend that's not brave at gmail.com. And you're going to open it up and it's going to say, hey, Amy, you're awesome. And I knew this would be awkward and I'm not going to tell you who I am. But as a friend, I just want to look out for you. You haven't been smelling very good and I've not said a single thing to anybody else. So don't worry. No one's even talked about this. But I just wanted you to know because I'd want to know. And I've avoided any sort of awkwardness. See you soon. So anonymously friend that doesn't. So
I'd have to find out who that was.
You like, wouldn't, though. You would never.
I'd have to ask everyone.
But you would.
The one that sent me the email? The email.
I sent it, but ask me.
Hey, Bones.
Yeah.
You aren't the one that sent me the email about me not smelling good, were you?
No. There you go.
Okay, next person.
Yeah, next. That's
that
it.
That was so believable.
Yeah, easy as pie. That's what I would do because they don't want to be told that either. And it's just, hey, we really like you around here, and I just want to avoid you any embarrassment.
But,
and we haven't even talked about it. I'm just letting you know, it's either you or some food you've been eating. Mm-hmm. You can even do that and pitch it off a little bit, but it's been smelling bad, so I just want to give you a heads up. That's all. It's easy. Everything doesn't have to be so in your face and like personal and like, hey, buddy, let me touch you here. You're a good person, and you stink. It's an anonymous email. Nobody hurt.
Yeah, but then I'm going to agonize over the email and who sent it.
Great. It's exactly. Better than agonizing over you having to avoid me forever because I pulled you into a room and said, hey, your butt stinks.
Wait, what? Why did we go from just kind of smelling because of something we ate?
Because if it smells that bad, it's probably butt.
What? No.
Lunchbox?
Listen, it's easy. Just get a variety of deodorants.
No, don't do this. This is terrible.
Listen, put them in a gift basket.
Oh, no.
And then just put them on the person's desk before they get to work.
That's
and say, surprise or happy birthday or you could use this. That's it. Like when I was in college, Emmanuel, he smelled so bad.
Why are you saying his name on national radio?
He was awful smelling and no one said anything to him. And finally, Carissa took a stick of deodorant. He left his backpack in one of our rooms and she stuck a deodorant thing in there and put a note said, this might help you with the ladies. Boom. And guess what? Emmanuel stopped stinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like that as much.
Well, we all have different approaches.
Eddie?
Huh?
I would like to hear it from someone like Lunchbox. Like, out of all of us, say, I smell. Lunchbox came to me and said, hey, man, look, I smell all the time. And
I struggle with that, too.
Yeah, that way I can relate to him.
Yeah,
you know?
But I don't know that that's always going to be possible. Like, if we were to do this with him.
Who would come to me?
None of us really
You're right, because none of us smell like him.
We say to him all the time,
yeah,
you guys
tell me all the time.
That's different, because he's like, I smell. Anyway. My advice, Amy says you should go and kind of make up a little lie and make
them comfortable. No, I didn't say lie. I said be...
There's a lot of dishonesty in there, though.
That's not true. Oh, it was
gentle. If you were to say to them, hey, have you tried a new deodorant? That's not what you really think.
Well, because maybe they are trying one and it's not working.
No deodorant smells like poop.
Yes. Wait, I don't know. I've had some sometimes. Some of that Old Spice after about 3 hours. All right. That's where we stand. Good luck. There is a way to do it. I'd find one of these approaches. And try one of those. I would do mine. Anonymous email.
No, not the email.
I would hate
anonymous
the email.
That way no one ever knows. All right, thank you. You can close up the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I want to go over to the phones and talk to Paige, who lives in Alabama. Paige, what's going on?
Two friends of mine got engaged in your parking lot.
Wait, what? Talk to me here for a second. So two of your friends, and you live in Alabama, they drove to Nashville?
Yeah, they live in Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay.
And they got engaged in your parking spot over the weekend.
So they came up to the building, which I guess the garage door... This is me calling security right now. It's me being moved by a loving story and also afraid at the same time. So they came into the garage and... They found my parking spot. And how did that proposal happen?
Well, Josh, their names are Blair and Josh. He had other plans, but they kind of fell through. And Blair, being a huge fan, he was like, well, why don't we go see if we can go to the studio and see what happens? And somehow they got into this parking garage. And they're like, look, there is Bobby's parking spot. And she was laughing and all giddy. And he got on his knee and proposed. And I posted a picture on your website and was like, look, Bobby, two of my friends got engaged in your parking spot. And there's a picture of them right in front of your sign that says reserve parking for Bobby Jones.
That, wow. I haven't seen the picture. I would love to see the picture. Would you DM it to me so I can see it?
Sure, on your Instagram.
Yes, that'd be awesome. What's your name so I can look for it?
Paige Calloway.
Okay, that... I'm going to discontinue any thoughts I have of being secure and not being murdered because they weren't murdering me and nothing happened, right? I love it. So I want everybody to know I'm just going to let that's it flowing off. I'm just going to enjoy this, okay? We're all good on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I am, I'm so honored that she is such a big fan of the show that he thought, well, this would be kind of fun to do.
Yeah.
Obviously, the first thing didn't work out, but that's a really cool picture. And so everybody lives in Huntsville, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Blair and Josh live in Huntsville. Yes, they do.
This is what I'm going to do. So I don't know when you guys are coming to Nashville. Maybe you want to make a special trip. But if you come up, I would love to meet them And we will actually do one better and bring them in.
That's right. In the building.
In the building. Oh. Yes. We'll bring them into the studio even.
Wow.
So I would love to meet them.
I'll let her know.
I don't know what kind of... Are they still in town or no?
No, but I will definitely let Josh and Blair know. I'm sure she is listening right now and is probably freaking out.
I would love to meet them. And I tell you what, I'll even get somebody out to play a love song while they're in studio.
Oh,
whoa!
Like live? Yeah, I don't really know what's going to happen exactly, but in my mind, I got all this stuff going on. But I don't know who it's going to be, but maybe it's, I don't know. I don't want that, but I think we could do something cool for them. That's never happened where somebody
breaks in the building.
Illegally trespassed, but still, I like it.
Pretty cool.
I like it. That's awesome, Paige. I'm going to put you on hold and get your information, okay? And then I'll tell you what, if you want to come with them, bring it.
Sounds great.
I needed more excitement than that. Paige is like, yeah, it's fine. It wasn't about me.
Well, I've met you before. We've met you at a Raging Idiot show before, and she was shaking so bad. She always said she would marry you first and was heartbroken when you married Caitlin, but she met Josh, and they got engaged. And
poor Josh.
Yeah, Josh is leftovers, right?
No, not poor Josh. Hey. She's over the moon. She's over the moon.
Oh, there, here's the picture. Oh, look at that. I mean, they are. It's nighttime. So it's even scarier that they're up here. It's dark. Yeah. They broke in at dark time. Yeah, I like that. I'm looking at the picture now. Wow. Okay, that's all. Hopefully I will talk to you soon.
All right, sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Well, that's a pretty remarkable story. You thought you heard the loveliest of love stories. Yeah. You haven't. We need a Lifetime to do a movie on that. The break-in and proposal. That's pretty cool. All right, thank you for calling, Paige.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Mitchell Timpani announced a new album called This Is The Heavy. It will be out on September 16th. Shania Twain is among the writers being inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame on October 30th in Nashville. Here she is talking about writing songs that are relatable.
When I hear people, you know, fans explain what they enjoy about my music is that they relate to what I have to say and they relate to me. So I'm just hoping that by being myself that will just carry on.
The CMA Fest TV special airs tonight on ABC at 8/7 Central. It's co-hosted by Dierks Bentley and L. King. Here's Dierks talking about how the show turned out.
The CMA Fest was great. You know, it's been gone for 2 years, so just being there and being around the energy, the fans were so excited to be there, and the artists were too, and it was awesome. I can't wait to see how the TV special, how it turned out.
I'm Morgan. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Austin and Lexi Burke were headed out to lunch in Nashville when they see this 13-year-old Nico sell and lemonade the 100-degree heat. And they go up to him and they're like, hey, what's going on? He said his soccer team got invited to Portugal and that it was going to cost like $3,000 to go. And his dad said, you have to raise $1,000 and I'll pay the rest. So he's out there selling lemonade. Well, she's a serial tipper on TikTok. So she goes to lunch and tells her fans, hey, we need to donate to this dude. And she walks up, gives him $1,000.
Amazing.
I think it's awesome that she gave money to this kid. I just don't trust serial tippers on TikTok in general. I think they're cutting a little bit for themselves. I don't know that. But I know there are a lot of people, hey, everybody send me money on my Venmo. And then they take it and they go, we're going to... I think there's a holder's fee if you're asking me.
Yeah, but that is just crazy. And then they set up a GoFundMe and it's raised $20,000. Like, $20,000?
Who set up that?
This Austin and Lexi Burke.
Okay, I take it all back. She's pretty awesome. But, I take back everything I said and I'm wrong.
But can I don't understand. It costs $3,000 to go to Portugal. What are we doing with the $20,000?
The rest of the team. It's $3,000 probably a kid for travel. And
So you think they're paying for the whole team.
You think a whole team goes for $3,000?
No, it was just
the dad. Taking a flat bottom across the ocean or what?
The dad told the son he would pay for him to go. Uh-huh. It costs $3,000 per kid. And so he's like, if you raise $1,000 of it, that means I know you're dedicated to going.
Right, so they probably raised $20,000 to send other kids on the same team.
I didn't think about that. Man, why didn't that
You thought the kid just getting all the, all the Portugal souvenirs?
Yeah. He's going to go on a little guided tour of Portugal. I can't believe that.
That's awesome. What's her name again?
Her name is Lexi Burke.
I believe her fully. Mm-hmm. I'll say
she
that right
has 1.8 million followers on TikTok.
Wow. Good for you. All right, that's it. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's give away that money! All right, $5,000 in cash. I guess not cash. We probably mail it to him or something.
Yeah.
$5,000 anyway. Going to Teresa in Purdy, Missouri, if she can nail the lie. We're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. Everybody, welcome Teresa to the show. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing pretty good. How the heck are you?
I'm great. I'm just a little nervous today.
I felt that because I would be nervous if I had the chance to win $5,000. I would be a good nervous, but I'd also be nervous that I was going to lose $5,000. And then I'd be like, dang. So have you been thinking about that? In your mind, you've been thinking about winning or losing more?
I've been thinking that I'm a winner, but here's the thing. I feel like if I don't win, I'm no worse off than I am anyways. And I got to meet you all and talk to you on the phone and participate in a very fun contest.
Yeah, but that won't pay your bills. But here she is, Teresa! Yeah! All right. Teresa in Purdy, Missouri. Where is Purdy? What's it near? Give me a big city.
Close to Branson or Springfield, Missouri.
Know it well. Great. Glad to have you on. Teresa's a 10-year fitness instructor at the YMCA. Teresa has a cattle ranch. Teresa, what's more physically exhausting, a day being a fitness instructor or a day on the ranch?
Just pretty much probably the fitness instructor because my husband takes care of most of the cattle. So well, I just get the benefits.
Shout out to him. That's right. All right, we're giving her some good luck. Yeah. Positive energy. All right, we got three different statements, three different stories, Teresa. All you have to do is identify the lie. One of us is lying, and if you nail it, you get $5,000. Let's go. Up first, Eddie.
Back in my hometown, there's a restaurant called Benito's Tacos, and in high school, they were so impressed on how well I could tolerate spice that they named a taco after me. The taco was named Eddie El Hombre Diabolico, which means Eddie the Diabolical Man. Sadly, Benito's Tacos went out of business in 1999, so you can no longer get that taco.
Or get that business.
Or get anything from that for that restaurant.
Okay. So Eddie had a taco named after him because he could withstand the heat, basically. Amy.
Back in the day, my roommate stole my Exxon card and put hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of gas and gas station food on it. I had to go home and confront her. It was really one of the hardest things that I have ever done, and we have not seen each other since that night. Years later, she mailed me a letter apologizing for it, but there was no return address, so I have had no way to talk with her and let her know that I forgive her.
Do you forgive her?
I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right, next up, me. Most of my experiences with celebrities are good or just not eventful. Well, I had an awful experience with Wendy Williams, the talk show host. She got really upset during an interview because she didn't like what I was asking her, although I felt the questions were extremely fine for the situation. I wasn't being crazy or trying to be wild radio guy. She threatened to leave the studio. And then, before she actually left, she insulted me saying I would never be her. Then, after she left and after she told me I would never be her, her husband was waiting on me outside the studio. I could see him through the glass because, according to others, he was waiting to beat me up. All right, there you go. Three stories. Eddie ate a taco so hot that they're like, we're going to name this after you. Amy had a friend steal and run her credit cards way up. Amy hadn't found her since. Once. But then can't find her now.
Well, yeah, after I confronted her, she kind of left and then never saw her again.
And then Wendy Williams and I had a really terrible experience, and her husband was allegedly waiting outside to beat me up after that. All right, Teresa, we're coming over to you. You could be $5,000 richer if you could identify which one is the lie. Teresa, which one do you think is true? Who will you put on that truth stand?
I think Eddie's telling the truth.
You think Eddie's taco is true? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. So if Eddie's taco is true, you're going to lock him in as true, which, by the way, you're looking for the lie. USA's new competition reality show, Snake in the Grass, gives four contestants a chance at $100,000. The only catch, they have to find out which one of them is sabotaging their every turn. If they fail, the snake leaves with all the money. Spot the lies. Catch the snake, win the cash. Snake in the Grass, episode 2, Monday night. Please watch it. That's Monday coming up at 11, 10 Central on USA Network. Thank you very much. Please watch the show. I would love it. Love to keep that job, be honest with you.
Yeah.
All right, so she puts Eddie on the truth stool. So that means it's Amy and I that you think are probably lying to you. So Who do you think is the liar? Is it me and Wendy Williams, or is it Amy and her thieving friend?
I think it's the Wendy Williams story. I think you're lying, Bobby.
Okay, she thinks I'm lying about Wendy Williams. So I'm going to sit back for a second. Amy, your roommate stole an Exxon card back in the day. That's the story you told. Is that true or false?
That is true.
That's okay. All right, she's still in the running here. So that happened?
Yes.
And you don't know where she lives? You can't look her up on Facebook and be like...
She's not on social media.
But you forgave her.
I can tell.
She's completely gone.
Yeah, no, social media, I mean, it wasn't around when we were friends, really, but it's just not her. She's more kind of off the grid type person. I think she was in Colorado somewhere. But I honestly, after I confronted her, she denied it and left and then never saw her again. And then, like, years later, a letter showed up in my mom's mailbox, and it was from her, handwritten, but no return address. Just the state of Colorado or whatever. And so I have no idea, but I do forgive her. It was very...
If she's listening now, you want her to know.
Well, I don't think she's listening now.
Give her a shout out.
The twist is it was Teresa.
That's the twist. The no.
Okay, but... Teresa, so far you're still in the running. It's either me with Wendy Williams or Eddie in the restaurant who is the lie. Eddie, let's go talk to you for a second.
Yeah.
So this restaurant, what was it called again?
It's called Benito's Tacos.
And... they just noticed you could eat their taco?
I go there all the time in high school.
And they would just notice you could eat their taco?
Yeah, they just saw like, oh man, this guy can tolerate some heat because I put salsa all over it. And they're like, dude, we love this guy. We're going to name him Taco after him.
Okay, so if Eddie's is true, Teresa, you win
$5,000. I'll die.
Yeah, do you feel good about your answer here still?
I do. I feel really good.
Eddie, yeah. If yours is true, she wins the cash. Eddie, is yours true?
Bones, you know I love tacos.
You love a taco.
Love tacos. But I can't take any spice, man. No, this whole story was made up. I lied.
Eddie's was the lie.
Oh.
Yeah, my Wendy Williams story was true.
Yeah.
Shockingly true.
It's shockingly true. I just asked her a question about her career way back in the day. I think about Tupac and the stuff she had said before. Not being controversial at all. At least I didn't think so. She was like... why are you trying to be like me? You're not me. You'll never be. I was like, wait, what? What's happening here?
You will never be.
It was
Wendy
weird. And I was like, you can go. You can go. It's just a weird situation. So the Wendy Williams thing happened. The Exxon card thing happened, Amy. Which, by the way, I got a letter from Wendy Williams. No address on it the other day.
Oh.
Saying she's going to send her husband to beat me up. Never know. I'm kidding. That part's not true. But Eddie's story was false. So that means, Teresa, you did not win $5,000 this morning, and I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry, Teresa.
However, Teresa, you do get to come back on Monday of next week and play for, right now, $35,000.
Yeah!
Woo! Okay. Yeah. Teresa, you didn't win, but you are coming back to play for big money. Describe your emotions right now.
I'm very excited. Like I said, I feel like I'm, you know, no worse off than what I was, and it was fun to play the game. And I look so forward to playing it again on Monday.
Okay, she's up for the big money on Monday. Teresa, you were a real treat to get to know and to spend some time with. And we'll see you next week. Clap it out for Teresa.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are this close to crowning an NBA champ. And with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. If you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5 and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use the code BONES. That's the code BONES for new customers to get a no sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. One no sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I'm working on it hard, like I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go. You're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners because, again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Our guest is Dirk Bentley. Quick fun facts about Dirk. He moved to Nashville at age 19, landed a job at the Nashville Network researching classic country music. Pretty much got fired, got kicked out of the Opry early in his career when he was working in TV. He got inducted into the Grand Ole Opry in 2005 at the time, making him the youngest member at 29 years old. He's got 21 number one songs. His last three are Living,
Some Days You're Living,
Gone,
I've Been Gone,
and Beer's on Me.
Come on now, swing on by.
And he's on the phone right now. Here he is, Dirk Bentley.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Dirk Bentley.
Hey, buddy, where are you right now?
I'm up in Idaho, getting ready to go up to Canada for a couple days.
Shows or crazy bike riding?
Shows. Sponsor commitment stuff, all sorts of stuff. It's like a 2-week run.
You stuttered. I thought maybe you didn't want you're running from the law or something. He's like,
I haven't done a run like this in a long time. I've been out this long and just playing. I kind of forget where I was the night before, kind of run. But it's good, but just long trip.
You ever done that thing where you get out and you're tired and you're like, okay, Tupelo. And they're like, nah, dude, this is not Tupelo. Have you done that or have you been pretty good about it?
I'm pretty good about it. I have it written on my set list. So there's times, you know, you don't look down to people see you looking down to see where you are. But you just kind of double check, make sure. Like there and I played Lake Tahoe. And for some reason, we just done a couple shows in California. And I could remember my brain's like, Lake Tahoe is in Nevada, right? Or is it California? So you're kind of looking down and you're like, Lake Tahoe, Nevada. How are we doing, Nevada? But then you also got to say the right way. It's not Nevada. It's Nevada. Because then they'll get really pissed if you say their town just a little bit. It's like saying Lebanon, you know, instead of Lebanon, Tennessee. Or Lebanon instead of Lebanon, Tennessee.
So wait, isn't it Nevada?
I've been corrected with Nevada.
Yeah, I think it's Nevada. Oh, they're
Nevada.
Yeah.
But I say Nevada.
No, that's what he's saying, though. You have to say it right like they say it, or they boo you.
Gotcha.
I think it's Nevada.
Yes.
What I say? Nevada?
Yeah, you said Nevada. Oh, yeah. All the radios in Vegas just turned us off, Dirk. They're all mad at you now.
No wonder they're booing me. I wonder why they're booing. Now I know.
Dirk Bentley's on tonight, by the way, CMA Fest, and he's hosting it. I say this. I've seen some of the clips. You're the second best host I've ever seen on this show.
Oh. Second? Mm-hmm. Number two?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah, I wonder who's number one.
I don't know, probably me. But anyway, how...
he found that to be
He's very generous with his laughter. Thank you. So hey, the show's on tonight. Like, what was awesome about this festival that people are going to like?
I mean, it was so fun, right? The CMA Fest hadn't happened in 2 years, so the crowd's just over the top. Just joyous, I guess would be the right word. And the lineup was stellar. And then, of course, the number two host in the world was there, me. Along with L. King. So Great hosting, I think, is the key to this whole show, actually, Bobby.
As you know, Dirks, hosting really doesn't mean crap because the acts are so good. But I'm assuming that you performed as well. I'm right about that, right?
Yeah, the highlight for me was going to perform with the one and only Billy Ray Cyrus. I mean, I've been a fan of his since day one. Even when, I remember being on Lower Broadway when he was having so much success and there'd be some bars that wouldn't play his music. They're like, you know, trying to tear him down. And I was like, no way, dude. Billy Ray Cyrus is the greatest of all time. Still is. So, a good chance to sing with him, a little Achy Breaky Heart was definitely a career highlight.
All jokes aside, Dirks and Elle did a great job hosting the show. It is on tonight on ABC, so be sure to watch CMA Fest. It's if you love country music, like, this is a great live show to watch. And I'll say this, and you know I'm a fan and a friend personally, but professionally, this new song of yours is probably my favorite that you've put out in a long time.
Wow.
I'm gonna play. Wow.
Wow.
I know. I am. I'm shocked. You're so nice to me this morning. Thanks, Bobby.
Well, I'm serious. I'm going to play a clip of Gold for everybody. This is Dirks' new single.
I got some rust on my Chevy, but it's ready to roll. I got a rhinestone sky and a song in my soul. It ain't a smooth ride life, it's a winding road. Yeah, it might be gravel, but it feels like gold.
This is one of those, you listen to it, you sing along with it, it's got a good little catchy hook, but at the end of it, you're like, there's a message there. It's like a fable almost. You come away from it, and you're like, dang, I'm a better person now.
Well, it's not quite as strong a message as Beers on Me, but no, it does have a good message, man. One that, a lot of these songs, like I Hold On or something, it's a message that I wrote kind of for myself and that I need in my own personal life, and just being grateful and kind of being present where you are is something I need to sometimes work on. So I like the message and I like the groove, and I hope it does well. Thanks.
Yeah, it is really one of my favorite songs you've done in a long time. So Dirks Bentley is on with us again tonight, CMA Fest. And I'll kind of wrap up with this, and then I'm going to just play Gold. But as I look at a lot of the stuff that you've been doing lately, it just seems more and more like you're turning into Dirks, not only the country superstar, but very much the businessman. Because you got like a bar and you got it's all these different brand things that you're doing. So what are you spending more time doing now, writing or counting your money?
You got no one to hold them, no one to fold them, right? No one, you don't count your money at the table, Bobby. I'm still in the game.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I spend more of my time just to live, right now I'm just on the road and trying to find stuff to do during the day other than just, you know, sit on the bus and play music. And so just trying to get out of the business stuff. It's all fun, but my favorite thing is just to play music with the band. Nothing beats that at this point still.
Well, it's really cool, man, because you're killing it, not only musically, but just you got so many cool things going on. So we could list it all out, but the business is killing it, the music's killing it, but most of all, you're just a real good dude. And that is Dirks Bentley, everybody. We're going to play the new song Gold right now and CMA Fest tonight on ABC. Be sure to watch it. Never mind, I'll say it. Best host ever, Dirks Bentley. I'm going to say it. He moved up. Best host ever. All right, Dirks, talk to you soon, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, see ya.
Take care.
Here's a voicemail we got last night.
George Strait just DM'd me on Twitter telling me how special of a fan I was. He wanted to create a separate account to message me and a few other fans just because we were such great super fans. Isn't that just the kindest thing you've ever heard of? What kind of scammer goes out of their way to make you feel so special? Deleting and reporting. No check mark, nothing blue. Don't accept it.
That's right. It's a good lesson. Don't have a check mark, it ain't them. Sometimes Cole Swindell has a check mark, but he's still hitting you up, asking for gift cards and stuff. Here's the thing. If, let's say, George Strait wanted to reach out to a few special fans through DM, you know what he would do? He would DM them with his blue check mark account. There's nothing. That's its own box. If you have a blue check mark, you have your own box. It's only for extremely private-ish messages. If it doesn't have a blue check mark, that account is not somebody famous. Don't even talk to them. That's all. People impersonate me all the time, and it's like, Bobby Bones, 4296849-3222. Do you think I'll create that account?
_
Yeah, it's so, it's just not. And I hate to see vulnerable people fall for it and lose money. All right, thank you for sharing this.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
With prices going up, people are changing the way that they're dating. Now, because of inflation, they're opting for Netflix and dinner at home, or maybe even just searching for free activities in their town, or some are just going on fewer dates in general.
All that would have been good ideas before inflation. You know?
Oh.
Yeah.
Because that not doing that's got you in trouble during inflation. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about inflation. It is not gas, but other stuff, it's things are up like 15%, 10%, which is a lot, but it's not like everything's triple. These people just don't want to go on dates or they're not getting ass out on dates. You know, they're completely changing their lives. Not because everything costs five times more. It's just because they probably don't want to go out with these folks anyway.
Well, I did search up some cheap date night ideas in case people need inspo. You can go browse a bookstore, walk around, pick something
I'm telling
to
you,
read.
If you're a dude and you're asking a girl out and you're like, hey, I got an idea. One, let's go. Hey, just, well, it's, you know, it's cheap. Let's just watch Netflix at my house. That ain't going to happen because she's going to be like, you're trying to bring me to your house. Two, why don't we just go browse a bookstore?
What if she loves to read?
That's like fifth date, okay. Fifth or sixth date. And by that time, you're not spending a bunch of money anyway.
What about arranging to watch the sunset or the sunrise?
Oh, that's cute.
Arranging to watch the sunset is like you're trying to hook up with me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
When the sun rises, you just hooked up with me.
What about going to volunteer together?
Oh, that's
cute.
It is. That's good.
It's free.
Like in my heart, it feels good, but probably not a good first or second date.
Okay. All right. Well, you can now hop into a spherical pod that's going to propel you 20 miles into space, thanks to Space Perspective.
I rode that at a fair once.
Oh, yeah.
They stretch you down and then shoot you right up. I did that already.
Up to 8 passengers at a time can enjoy panoramic views of Earth while reclining in oversized seats and sipping cocktails.
I don't feel like you could really sip anything if you're being propelled, Katie.
Right.
I think once you get up there, it's only going to set you back $125,000 per person, but drinks are included.
It looks like a pod. I'm trying to describe this to you. It looks like a hot air balloon that's made of eggshell with glass all around it that you get in. And somehow you live when you land. I don't know how that happens.
20 miles in space? Like, that's far.
Yeah, I Google Earth and save them 100 grand.
Yeah.
You know? I'm good.
You get a better view there.
Yeah, I'm good. I got money to save for dates, you know? All right, what else?
The artist who painted the Jason Aldean mural in Jason's hometown of Macon, Georgia, is very proud of her work. I bring this up because there have been a lot of haters, but she is not letting them get her down. Her name is Shamika Bussey, and here she is talking to WMAZ TV about it.
I did it in the rain in 2 hours because of the rain, and I stood on the top of my truck and did it, and I put my heart into it. And I felt so proud when I was done. Like, nobody could take that away from me. People have an opinion. Everybody has a right to their opinion. I'm like, that's life. You know, in life in general, people love and hate us.
It's hilarious.
What's wrong with the painting?
Have you not seen it?
Oh, no.
The day it came out, it was painted on Dollar General on the side of the wall, and people were like, oh, look at this. Who painted it, a kid?
Oh, I see it now.
I can't draw that good, right? I can never do that.
Never.
But it's hilarious.
It does look like a kid drew it, though.
It looks like a kid who's a good fifth grader. Was allowed that space to draw.
But I love her attitude about it. She
yeah,
is
but
proud
just,
of her
just
work.
Wait till it's not raining.
Right.
If that's the case.
It was raining did it in 2 hours. I was rushed.
Get on the radar app. See when the storm moves over. And then wait. I cannot, let me say again, I cannot draw or paint at all. So I'm only laughing because I saw it and thought a kid did it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
But
that's funny.
No, she did it and she's proud of it.
Good for
and
her.
Again, use her as some motivation if you need to be proud of something.
It looks like Johnny Depp's art. He made $3 million.
No, yeah, good, man. Good.
All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So when Sophia was only 4 years old, she was diagnosed with a rare neuroimmune disorder. According to her mom, she was completely paralyzed. She had lost sight and her ability to speak and had to spend an entire summer at the Children's Hospital of Michigan. Now she's 10 and she is fully recovered, so she likes to give back to the kids that are in that hospital now. Not just at Christmas, but in what she calls the Christmas in July program. So all these kids that are in the hospital, through her organization called Sophia's Rainbow, she just collects toys and she gives them out based on their age. And this year, nearly 2,000 toys to the kids' patients at CHM. And she goes through, she handpicks the toys out for each of the kids, and then she distributes them to the patients' rooms, which is pretty cool. Only 10 years old. Heck, she was 4 and was able to beat this neuroimmune disorder. Imagine being a mom and your kid is paralyzed, can't see, and can't speak.
Wow.
Both, all of that. 4 years old. But she bounced back, and now she's giving back. And I think that's an awesome story. Sophia, that's really cool. You keep doing it. And that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You know what comes up in 20 minutes?
What?
Well, yeah, what?
Employee of the Month.
Oh!
Let's go!
I've been waiting.
We're on a 2-month break. We're on vacation. the last month, so we weren't able to give it away. But not only will we do Employee of the Month, there's a new hidden wrinkle on the wheel if you win.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
If you win?
Oh, no.
If you win Employee of the Month on the wheel, there is a new elevated prize.
Yes.
Wow.
Vacation week.
Oh, that'd be cool.
A whole week?
I'm down.
Wow.
I'm
down. Why'd you give him daps? It's not even a thing. He created it, then gave you daps like it was real.
You're right. I fell into it.
Okay. So that's coming up in 20 minutes. I've been thinking about watching that Shania documentary, but is it cheesy, like a propaganda piece, or is it legit?
I felt like it was legit.
Okay, but did they show her at times in an unflattering light?
Ooh, good question.
I wouldn't say it was all flattering. Mm. Man, but I walked away from that thing loving her. I felt motivated and empowered. And I've been a Shania fan, obviously. I grew up in the 90s, but I am way more now. The music is great. She's like an amazing businesswoman. She's so smart.
It sounds like fun entertainment, but unless a documentary's got some hard times and some mess ups, it ain't real.
Hard times, Lyme disease.
Okay, but she didn't do it.
The tick
she fought it and is still fighting it, and Lyme disease sucks, by the way. That being said, I need a documentary to show somebody go, yep, I screwed up. This is what I did. Wish I wouldn't have done that, but I bounced back. You know, otherwise I'm like, propaganda piece.
But like if these artists or celebrities or whatever, they approve it, usually it's not going to like put them in a bad light.
Well, yeah, because she's in it very much so.
Unless you're Bill Gates, who hired somebody to write that book about him and said, I don't want to read it till it's published. And you have whatever. He said, I want an accurate portrayal. You go, talk to everybody you want. I'm hiring you myself to write this book about me, but I don't want to see any of it until I already can't say no to it.
Mm, that's cool.
Like, that was legit.
I think that was Steve Jobs.
That's exactly who it was. Bill Gates is still alive. And then he died.
That's right.
Yes. Thank you. Close enough. Hey, to me, same person a lot of times.
Yeah.
Morgan, you watched it?
Yeah, I felt the same way as Amy for sure. She did talk about her divorce, which I didn't expect her to. So.
Like a teeny, tiny bit.
Yeah, that was in there a little bit.
A swooping camera shot. I got divorced.
No mention of her current relationship. Nothing. No.
Okay, so it's a fun puff piece to watch if you want to like Shania more.
Yes, there's also some archive footage in there that I've never seen before. That was really cool to like, oh, that's Shania from way back in the day. Had no idea about some of those moments. And I will also add, there was something I wish they would have talked about was that she took in her siblings when her parents died, but they never really talked about the siblings and what happened to them.
Or when she killed the guy behind the bar. That was left out.
Talk about that. Yeah.
None of that.
Hey, Mike, you watched it too, movie Mike?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Not my favorite. I think it's a little bit puffy. And they skip over some parts. Like at the very beginning, it goes from her being in Canada and then all of a sudden she's here and has a record deal. They kind of skip over like her grind here.
That Queen movie did that where it's like Freddie Mercury's like, all right, I'm going to make it. I'm going to go. I can't even eat. I'm buying noodles. 4 noodles for a quarter. Smash cut. We're on top of the pops.
Yeah.
And you're like, what about all that other stuff that got you here? Okay, so Mike, what do you rate it?
I'd probably give it 3.5 out of 5.
That's pretty good, though.
That's good, yeah.
So it's still entertaining.
Yeah.
But don't look at it as you're really going to learn the truth.
Yeah, you don't get any grit.
I need grit. Yeah, I need grit. All right. That's all for now. I'll probably start it, and I'll go into it knowing I'm just going to watch a fun Shania piece.
Yeah, just know what you're getting.
Like her social media. She basically put up her social media that she wanted you to see, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go do the corny.
The morning corny.
What does a painter do when he gets cold?
What's a painter do when he gets cold?
Puts on another coat.
Yeah, of course he does.
That was the morning corny.
It's time for Employee of the Month. Yeah! Okay, so it's the Employee of the Month for June plus July, because we're on vacation for a bit of this. So it's combined. Each month, I recognize the member of the show who has brought the best content, the best attitude, who has gone above and beyond all aspects of their role. The last Employee of the Month was Morgan. Let's clap for her.
Yeah.
There she is. She can be on her way out. So if you win, and I'll tell you who wins in a second, you're just going to want to spin the wheel because as I unveil it.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the squares is spin again times 3.
Whoa.
So if it lands on spin again times 3, whatever you land on is times 3.
That's
oh,
cool.
I thought it was three times.
No, even better. Even better.
I like it.
So if it lands on $100 on Spin Again times three, you get $300. Let's keep doing math. If it lands on $50 on Spin Again times three, $150. I saw too many people thinking for too long.
That's tough, man.
Guys, we got to work faster in our brains.
Got it.
I mean, you can go to the wheel if you want. I expect you will. Or you can do self-promotion, 15 seconds of whatever you want. Or the new added wrinkle.
Oh, I like this.
Okay, we're wrinkled up today. We got two new wrinkles here. The block.
What's the block?
Now, if you win Employee of the Month, you can go to the wheel. You can have self-promotion. Or you can officially take someone out of the running for the next month.
Oh, that is so
wrong. This is built for Lunchbox.
Oh, my gosh.
By blocking someone.
That's horrible. I block?
So, let's decide the Employee of the Month! Yeah! Well, everybody has their 15-second little speech ready when I cut you. First person cut for Employee of the Month. And this was the speech you would read if you were to win.
First person
cut is our champion from last time, Morgan.
Oh. Dang!
Morgan, you didn't go two in a row. What would you like to say?
Well, I would be so honored to be named Employee of the Month again. I've been working really hard to bring some content from my life, and I felt really good about it the last 2 months. But I thank you all so much for acknowledging it. So thanks again, team.
There she is. She didn't win, but that was her speech. Had she won, Morgan, you did a great job last month, but you didn't win. Somebody stood out head and shoulders.
Head and shoulders? Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I like that.
Who do you think is going to win, Lunchbox?
Me.
Three times?
I wrote down there's only one other person that has a chance to win.
Who's that one other person?
I don't want to admit it, though. Eddie.
What? Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
He did a couple things this month that I thought that now that I think about it, were pretty
good.
That's right.
Like,
he became a lifeguard.
That's a pretty good bit.
Oh, that's
only
a great bit.
That's the only bit that he could have possibly.
Yeah, that's the only bit.
There's other ones.
The next person eliminated from Employee of the Month is Ray.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Ray. You did pretty good, but you're not it this week. What would your speech said?
Early bird gets the worm, 1 a.m. to be exact. Bones, it was smart of you to give me this award. Someone who's loyal, trustworthy, straight Bobby Bone Show class. Because all these other people are just a bunch of snakes in the grass.
Let's go! With a run!
Jump out of
the run!
That was actually not bad.
Sorry you didn't win, but that was a good one. You're still number one in my heart. Okay, next up. The person who did not win Employee of the Month.
Not me, please.
Amy.
Oh, it's down to us,
dude! I know, dude. I know.
It's down to us, dude!
Abby's in.
Nah, come on.
Abby is still in.
Who?
Abby, our phone screener.
Okay.
Amy, you're up.
Like many before me have said, there's no I in team. We all set each other up to succeed. So with that said, I'm thankful for those in this room that
She's
make
sad.
It possible.
She's just reading it.
I am inspired by each of you in different ways. Thank you.
Okay, there she goes.
Yeah, that's hard.
I think Abby's won it more than Lunchbox has, though, and he's acting like she isn't a factor.
Yeah, I mean,
the next
votes.
Person eliminated from Employee of the Month is...
This is huge.
Lunchbox, you're going to be happy because it's Abby.
Yeah! Okay. I told you.
That's mean,
dude. I told you.
Really? Do you have to do that?
Go ahead, Abby. You didn't win, but what would you have said?
Well, I was going to say, I wasn't even sure if I'd be in the running this month, but here I am. Thank you to Bobby, everyone I work with, and the listeners for your continued support. I appreciate everyone calling in and saying how mean Lunchbox is to me and that I shouldn't listen to him. I don't listen to him. So thank you.
There she is. She laughs at her own joke in her speech. Yeah. I gotta love it. All right.
I'm glad she spent her speech talking about me. I like that.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
The judging group is Mike D, Scuba Steve, and myself. Mm. We came to this quickly.
Yeah.
So, where they exceeded, most improved.
Whoa!
Well, that means
you were pretty bad before.
Yeah, storylines, strong storylines for the past 2 months.
Yeah.
Quicker wit than normal.
Oh. Yeah, he doesn't have very
good
wit.
Not you. Oh, I'm very quick.
A good stunt.
I didn't do a
stunt.
The
lifeguard thing.
That was a good...
Is that a stunt?
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah. That like burning cars and stuff.
And finally, they've been performing well at games.
Hollywood. That's me.
You think that's you? You're crazy.
So between Eddie and Lunchbox...
Eddie, do you not remember the top songs ever played on the radio? And I named all 14 out of 15?
No, I don't think you got
you
any.
You did, and you surprised everybody. No. You didn't get 14 out of 15.
And the country game, like the classic country.
Yeah, you surprised us on that one, too.
Well, I'm just going to go to the winner.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And then we'll have second place read their speech.
All right.
But the winner of Employee of the Month, and they'll get a spin of the wheel, or they'll get a block, whatever they want.
Matt, I hope you're listening.
The winner of Employee of the Month for June and July.
Don't touch me, loser.
Is.
Come on. Come on.
Lunchbox, you're going to be sad because it's Eddie.
Yeah!
Woo! Okay, here we go. Quickest wit.
Wow.
This is Eddie's been pretty witty as of late, says one of the two producers I will not name. Lots of LOL moments. I still laugh thinking about the time we were talking about how no one is ever late anymore, and he said he'd leave his car on the road and run into work before being late.
This is true.
That's good. Another person wrote, best stunt went to Eddie. He took his lifeguard test. Mm. It finally went down. He took it and passed. Another thing in our suggestion box was the Uber driver getting you a refund, getting scammed at the gas station, putting up the basketball hoop in the cul-de-sac. All pretty good storylines you brought in.
Good stuff.
Most improved. Eddie's tell me something good. Eddie's the newest to become part of the rotation. Some days he struggles, but he's been struggling less.
That's true. Hey, that's very honest.
And finally, Eddie's been crushing it at games. There's not a game he doesn't win. Easy trivia, Elder, Feud, list goes on. There he is.
Wow.
Employee of the month, Eddie.
Amazing.
Wow. Eddie, give me, Lunchbox, give us your speech. You what I said.
Who needs to win $1 billion in the lottery when you win Employee of the Month? This will bring me out of my depression and help me realize that life goes on. It's been a bad month with my soccer team being 0-5 to losing $1 billion, but I am back on top where I deserve to be as Employee of the Month. And now that's all for nothing because I'm back in my depression.
That's it. Right.
Ray, turn that music up a little bit. Here he is, our Employee of the Month, Eddie, with his speech. Wow, Eddie, go ahead.
Wow, thank you all so much. I can't believe it. This month, guys, let me tell you, though, I did prove to all the elders that listen to our show that we can still do whatever we want even though we're old. And I did that by passing a lifeguard test. So let that be inspiration for you, Bones. Thank you for giving me this honor. I promise I will continue to do my best to maybe get Employee of the Month next year.
Next month.
And thank you for the opportunity. This is the most prestigious award I've ever gotten.
Let's decide what you're going to do here.
You may be getting better at TimSig, but you're not getting better at speeches.
Well, nobody knows what TimSig is, I don't
think. Tell me something good.
Eddie. Boy.
Yeah, Bones.
So you get to choose now.
Yeah.
Because you are our A-plus video editor, shooter, producer, and on air. But now you get to be the guy that decides his prize.
This is tough.
I'm assuming you don't want the 15 seconds of promotion. That's a lame one.
I thought about it.
Yeah.
And the only reason I thought about it, Bones, is because, I mean, I can do 15 seconds to get my reels up. Because, I mean, I make good money on Instagram reels.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do the wheel, I think.
Oh, you're not going to block.
No.
I think the block is designed for Lunchbox. I would never want to block someone else from winning this award.
What if it were a three-month block?
That'd be amazing. And I can block Lunchbox.
It's not this month. Okay, we're going to spin the wheel. Ready, Eddie?
Yeah, come on,
buddy.
I mean,
you're going to give up blocking for $1.
That's right. I'm not going to get a dollar. I'm going to get the 100.
There are $1 on here. There are $5. There's 50, 20, 10, 100. All these numbers are on here. There's also spin again times three.
That's the one I want, Bones.
Are you ready?
Let's go, yes.
Let's spin that wheel!
Come on, three times, baby.
Come
three
on,
times.
A dollar. Oh my gosh, I'd laugh so hard if you get out the block for
$1. It was right next to the 50.
Yep, so could have blocked.
Is there another wrinkle?
There are no more wrinkles.
That's it.
Okay. No more wrinkles.
You know what? That's all right. That's okay. A dollar makes you holler.
No,
that doesn't work.
No, $20 makes
not
you holler.
Not one.
A dollar makes you like clear your throat or something. I don't know. There he is, our Employee of the Month, Eddie. Nice job. It's prestigious anyway. Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2 liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
No shortage of drama here on the show or dramatic people. Eddie texted me yesterday with just, I'm losing hope in America. And how am I supposed to respond to that? I thought it was something serious. By the way, you know, Eddie came to us a month and a half ago on air and was like, man, I'm just sad all the time. So I didn't know if he's getting worse, downward spiral. If I
Could you hear my sigh when I texted that?
Well, it was. I didn't know if it's a sigh or if you were being facetious.
I was being serious.
Okay, tell.
Dead serious.
So anyway, I hit Eddie up. I was like, what's up, dude? Do you need me to do something? And he tells me what he thinks is happening, that is wrong with America. Eddie, take it away.
Guys, I'm watching TV and a commercial comes on. And this is not a slam against Walmart because I get it.
I love Walmart.
I get the business model.
Love Walmart.
But there's an advertisement about how Walmart will now not only deliver their groceries to your house, but send someone in your house to put them away for you. They will like, oh, bread. Oh, well, that goes in the pantry. And they put, and there's the, in the commercial, the guy's drinking coffee like, oh, thank you, Barbara. I appreciate that. And like, what?
He can't even do it himself.
How lazy are we that we need someone from the company to put our groceries away? Guys, this is just sad for America.
Are you sure that's how this works?
It sounds awesome.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen the commercial, but if that's true, I have a lot of things to say. Mike, will you search that?
Oh, research it.
I would think for a commercial sake, they would make it to where it's a busy person. Like, I don't have time for this. But instead, they choose to have Barbara drinking coffee.
No, Barbara went in to do it.
Barbara's putting the groceries away.
Hangs on the couch.
Whoever.
In his whitey tighties. Sitting there, steam coming off the coffee, his whitey tighties.
Loving life.
Because that seems, a little lazy, but.
Lunchbox.
It says, Walmart announced it has rolled out an in-home delivery service, which brings groceries orders to your refrigerators and freezers.
I'm going to say it. That's baller.
That is awesome.
I'm going to say it's baller.
I love it.
I'm going to say it.
Guys.
It's scary in the way that when Amazon, they say, we'll go in and leave it in your garage. Give us the key to your garage or your code or whatever the case is, and we'll put it in there.
Because they don't want people to steal things.
I get that, but you're also giving someone a code to the access to inside where normal folks shouldn't go. You don't know this Amazon driver. Mm-mm. And so I was like, well, I definitely don't feel like that's a good idea. 3 days later, I'll take it. Here's my code. Here's my social. Whatever you need. With the Walmart thing, someone's coming in your house.
Yeah.
And you don't know if they've been background checked. And maybe they have. But there's just so many. Like the law of numbers.
Yeah. And someone that does this kind of service is going to be like, no, Barbara, that's not where the beer goes.
Well, there are exact places that you need to put your groceries.
Yes.
Exactly.
And do you tell them, because like I'll order food from Uber Eats sometimes if I'm having a long day. And I'll be like, hey, I'm not going to be able to come out and meet you. Will you leave it here by this door? And I'll 10 minutes later, walk out, grab it. Do you say, okay, look, the asparagus goes bottom drawer, second down, put it right there. push it in, don't put it on top of the cheese. Like, do you put those notes in there?
You have to be specific because everybody wants their stuff a certain way.
Here's some quotes here on the old Walmart website. I love it. I'm going to be scared of it for a minute, but then I'm going to embrace it fully, which is me with every part of technology.
Man, I'm going to do it while I'm sitting on my couch ordering to come in and do it. That is
you
awesome.
Pull up a chair and sit right behind them at the refrigerator.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shandy B. from Pittsburgh says, thank you, Tanya, for putting my food away. I appreciate you ensuring my items are neat. I'm grateful for Walmart delivery.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. By the way, guys, this is not a commercial. I swear. This is from Susan S. I guess it's happening a lot in Pittsburgh right now.
Maybe
so shout out to our
there.
Big listeners in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Don was super efficient and friendly. We chatted, parentheses, yelled from afar, while she was getting our bags ready. We are very pleased.
But if you're talking to Don, why can't you put the groceries
maybe
away?
Maybe she's washing the dog. She said yelled from afar.
That's what I'm wondering.
Maybe she's taking a nap.
She got the dog in a kiddie pool holding it out. She can't come over and do it.
This is crazy. From home, maybe.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
So you have hope for America. I've lost hope for America.
I want a drone to drop it off. I want a robot to come out of the ground, pick it up from dropping it off, go into the house, and then face ID me to make sure that it's in the right house, and then put it in, and then walk back out.
Probably because you're busy.
No, I just think it's awesome.
Oh, okay.
I want everything that we're worried about. Okay. Face ID, finger, I want it all to be used at once. Drones.
You're crazy.
Let's go. I want a Russian to be the guy that's sending it in. They got control of everything.
He's going to scam you.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I wonder how much it costs. Did you see?
No, I don't know. They don't say that on the commercial.
How much, Mike? $20 a month.
Oh,
that's nothing.
If you get groceries twice a month,
that's worth it.
$10.
And it's no tips.
No tips? Okay. Can you get to know your person? Because then that would be
helpful. I don't think you can pick. No. It's like Amazon driver. I've tried that. Can I get the same Amazon driver? It's like, buddy, I don't even live in this state. All right. On the phone, let's go to Christy, who lives in Baltimore. Appreciate you listening, Christy. What's going on? Good morning.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I have a quick question about Snake in the Grass.
Go ahead.
A podcast listener, so I'm back to around Thursday. And you had mentioned that we should also stream it on, I believe it was Paramount, just to get the views. But I have a question. For those that, my son is 6 and already obsessed with it, for those who DVR it, do you also get streams from that, or should I leave my TV on Monday night just so that it, like, catches it live?
It's a great question.
Like,
it's a great question.
I want my DVR to get, you know, get some points.
Love that you asked that. Thank you. It is not on Paramount. That's a CBS property, I think. I pretty much, Snake in the Grass for right now, before it gets put on Peacock in a bit, is on USA, and they showed it on Bravo, and they're showing it on Sci-Fi. I need you to watch on Monday nights, if possible. DVRing it is awesome. Please DVR it and then watch it back or play it. It really doesn't help if you just leave the TV on for the most part. There's a select few it could help for, but that's all I can say about that. Just watch if you can. I do have some news about that. But yes, DVRing it is awesome. Yes, Lunchbox.
Big news?
Pretty big-ish news. It's only one episode. But we got a call yesterday because they go, all right, the ratings are coming out at 5 Eastern. And I'm always a little nervous, so I just act like I don't care. I don't give a crap about ratings. Hey, who cares? I probably won't even be around. I won't even be 4:58. I'm like, all right, there's 73 seconds left. And then so they call, and they're like, all right, here's what's up. We just got. And now everything's different because of DVR. So you get the first set of, like, national ratings. And then they go, we need to wait for 3 days, though. Like, the 3 days. Because people can watch it in that 3 days on DVR. And so they go, first of all, and I could be a this is my paraphrasing of what I was told. One, it was the best and highest rated premiere for USA in a couple of years.
Wow.
Which is great. We like it. In that spot, it was the highest rated show of all cable networks.
Oh.
So of all in that spot. It was, I'm trying to remember this, as far socially, because there's some rating for social. It was the number one talked about social show across the board.
Okay.
Yeah. So they were very excited about it. The only part where they were, because they, I said, give me a grade though, because you're saying all this stuff. I don't know. What does that mean? They said, we give it a B+. And I said, well, what's the deal? They said, for some reason, the only place that the show didn't dominate was 18 to 49, where it did really well, but not perfect, not the highest of high. And I was like, well, that's all. I mean, that's us. And so maybe, one, people DVR'd it. It was late. late for us.
Sure.
Two, we just got to beg the 18 to 49ers to do better.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Yeah, we got to have you
step
guys
step up your game.
You guys commit next week. And so that, but they were very pleased. They're very happy, which is really cool. So, but we don't want the slump. We don't want the one and done. We don't want one good episode and then for it to go away.
That's right.
We want two good episodes.
Yeah.
We don't want to be a one hit wonder. We don't want to be Chumbawamba.
No.
No, we want to be Hanson. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They got two hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will run to you. Ooh.
I
will run to you.
I don't know that one.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, we're going to, I need you next Monday night.
Okay, question in the same vein. Like on Hulu when you pull it up.
Yes, that counts. Watch it.
Right, I know. So Monday night left TV running, but I guess that wasn't helpful. So yesterday pulled up on Hulu. The episode was available. Watched it.
Yes.
That's credit?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what credit is, but yes. Yes.
Okay. All right.
So same.
Yeah.
If you now, miss, okay.
If you're wondering why the show is so excited, because they don't always get so excited about things I do, but this one especially, I said to them, I think there's a good shot if we can do really well, I can get the show on like season two or season three, depending on when and where in time.
We're leaning two though.
So what do we need? Season two.
We need episode two.
Oh, right,
episode two. We need big ratings.
Come on.
So Snake in the Grass Monday night on USA Network, 11, 10 Central. I get it. It's late. I'm with you.
It's late.
It's late for us.
It's not that late.
It's not
though.
That late. That's right. Suck it up. It's one night away.
Yeah.
18 to 49-year-olds can do it.
Go to bed real early and just wake up then and watch it the opposite way. Okay, so all you 18 to 49-year-olds, shape up. Let's go.
Let's go.
Mm. What's a hold up? Well, you got nothing to do. You should be awake. Okay, thank you. There is that. Thank you, Christy, for calling and asking that. I had written down to thank the listeners for all the love and support and for watching it and making it a big success. And yes, DVR it, please, okay?
Perfect. Can I say one more thing?
I'd love for you to say one more thing.
In the podcast that I was listening to, you had talked about possibly getting the season two and all the people. And I was watching last night, and the very first clue for the snake about empathy and how they'll try to get you to feel their emotions, I feel like Amy, if she just watches the show, maybe she won't get scammed as much because she needs to learn all these snake tactics. And if you do get a season two, which you will, and they get to go on it, maybe Amy should be like the co-host because I love you, girl, but I don't think she'll be falling for the snake or not be able to sell the snake.
So you think give her an even bigger job because she would not do good at the smaller job. You know, not really how I do the business, but I get it. Appreciate it. All right, Christy, thank you very much. Hope you have an awesome day.
Thank you.
You too, guys.
All right, bye-bye. All right. You want to do the news next segment?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, not yet. I was talking to Ray.
She says she guesses.
Ray,
Ray, I like it, Amy. Ray. I like it.
I feel like that ran over a little bit.
It didn't run over.
Well, but news
Ray, let's play the
well.
Song, and then we'll do the news in the next segment. All right, time for your big stories. Let's go.
Bobby's Big Stories.
In September, Apple will introduce iOS 16. With that, reportedly, passwords will be a thing of the past. Rather than a password, the word that users will be asked for is a pass key. That's a digital key that you don't have to remember and is authenticated by using your fingerprint or your face on an iPhone or a Mac. So with that, Apple users will have a login that simply can't be guessed or leaked or hacked. It also promises to make phishing attacks and data breaches much less common. And there's a little note here that says, we did this especially for Amy. Oh, that's nice for Apple to do that. So you don't get scammed anymore.
Yeah.
And before you go, man, I ain't doing that. Technology, I ain't giving my face. They already got it.
Yeah.
Everybody's already got it. You're everywhere. Yeah. It's over. So the fact that they got it, yeah, that sucks. But you might as well embrace it now. Yeah, fingerprint. I remember when they were doing that on phones like five generations ago. And I was like, I don't know, they're my fingerprint. They already got my fingerprint. My face now. All right. On my face. There, it's on Instagram. They can. So, just it is what it is. Can't wait for it. Don't want to have to click a link and, you know, get hacked. So, I like the fact that they're doing this, I think. Until it's like all Terminator 2. You know, start and the future and the robots have taken over.
Are they going to be able to just take a picture of us and use it, though? Like,
what do you mean?
You know, like a face. What if they make a fake you and put the face
right
in front?
Okay, but that's like them going, well, they're going to cut off your finger and use
it
to get your phone.
That's what I thought, the same thing, too.
Well, that didn't happen.
Yeah,
and that's a generation back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, right. And you all,
hey, I'll try it out.
And it might have happened a couple times, like, but it's not. That's not really a thing where they're peeling off people's faces or cutting off their fingers.
You ever seen Face Off?
Yep.
Okay, but that was from like the 90s.
Okay.
That was totally different.
And no,
circumstances.
I haven't actually.
Oh, it's really good. It is good.
How much screen time do your kids get? Experts say it should be no more than an hour and a half a day.
Oh, well,
kids who
that.
Immerse themselves in their screens immediately after school are more miserable and feel less healthy than those who do homework or play outside. A new study reveals. Researchers say if you're going to give them screen time, it should be after dinner or before breakfast. Otherwise, it drastically affects their activity levels. That's from BMC Pediatrics, a research journal. Amy, thoughts?
Well, I mean, once they start school, I can pick up on that. But summertime, those screens come in handy.
And by handy, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
as a distraction.
Hey, which screen are you on right now? Tablet, TV, or what's that little thing you gave
phone.
Stevenson? Nintendo Switch.
Oh, got it.
No, he doesn't. Stevenson doesn't have a phone. But sometimes you need that as a little help and distraction.
Yeah, I would imagine a young kid at a restaurant probably needs a lot of tablets.
Absolutely.
And you know what? All the other patrons are happy they had a tablet.
Yep, they are too.
I keep one in my back pocket for a kid that's crying at any table in a restaurant.
Here you go, kid.
I'm just like, well, I don't like to hear that. Hey, I got you something, kiddo.
Yeah.
Overseas, they have a novel idea for public peeing. So the city of Paris has to deal with a big problem of people just peeing in places. It's a big city, a lot of people out. In order to minimize the problem, city officials have put boxes around town that contain dry straw, sawdust, and wood chips. Guys pee in the boxes, and the straw, sawdust, and wood is turned into compost. It helps plants grow in the parks and gardens. And the stuff inside the box has a high carbon content, which ends up reducing the smell. Oh. That's from The Guardian. But how could idiot dudes actually make this worse for the city? That's what I think, because we'd figure it out how. I don't know what we would do. Poop in the box? We're like, there's a box.
Mess it all up.
That's what the idiots would do?
Yeah.
They'd be like, well, there's a toilet.
Or like, y'all have bad aim sometimes.
Well, then it just goes on the ground, though. You know, so going on the ground's not so bad.
Yeah, because it rains, it washes away. Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great idea. Every city should do this.
Ugh. And we'll start ourself here.
Okay.
We'll just put the boxes out and tell everybody to do it right there. Elon Musk is planning to build his own airport outside of Austin so that he and his executives can have easy access. Elon Musk is building it for his top executives for his companies outside of Austin. Two of Musk's companies, including Tesla and The Boring Company, maintain a presence in the Austin metropolitan area. No details or timetable revealed. That's from the Daily Mail. What if you had so much money to do whatever you wanted?
To build your own airport? That is incredible.
Build your own airport. You can do whatever you want. Yes, he has so much money. But I wonder if he has so much money he can do whatever he wants, that nothing is fun. Because if you have everything, what is there to want? And isn't wanting and dreaming like the biggest and best part of life?
That's why they go to space, because they're just like, well, we own everything here on Earth. I want to own it up there now.
And him and Bezos, dudes, yeah. There are, you know, space nerds. And that's awesome, because I think that's going to be great for us eventually. But man, when you have all the money, I'm torn between if that's awesome or miserable. Because if you have everything and you're still not feeling great, then you're like, well, this is it, and I'm still not feeling great. So
yeah.
I'm not going to be any better. So I know, well, if you have money, yes, it does fix certain problems.
Yeah.
What's up?
It does.
But if you have all the money,
yeah,
and you're still not happy, because that money is not the, what?
You're still not happy, right? You're not happy. So what do? Build an airport. That doesn't make you happy, okay? I'll buy an island, okay? That doesn't make you happy? Buy a skyscraper. I mean, you just keep buying things until you figure out which one makes you happy, because you have all the money in the world, so just keep buying things. Amazing. How fun would it be that you have so much money that you decide, you know what? Just for fun, I'm going to build myself an airport.
That'd be awesome.
Legendary.
I agree with that. That's awesome.
I'm so jealous.
I am, me too. But then I go, but I really, like Queen Elizabeth.
Is she happy?
That's tough. All right. From the Daily Mail, quote, I'm fearful for my safety. The singer, Daniel Seavey, says he's pressing charges and will be moving after an obsessed fan, inspired by his tattoo, broke into his LA home, wore his clothes, and slept in his bed.
What?
Whoa.
Now, I don't know this artist, Daniel Seavey. I don't know if we have a clip of Daniel Seavey. You know, good looking kid. I don't even know who he looks like. Mike, who would you say? Like, who's whatever that kid's name is who's the new Spider-Man? Yeah, Tom Holland. He kind of looks like him a little bit. Daniel Seavey called the police on July 28th when live surveillance video showed him that a woman was just rummaging through his home. The 23-year-old broke into the Why Don't We... Oh, he's in that group, Why Don't We? Why Don't We? Whatever. Yeah. I know that group.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. I didn't know he's one of them. We have a clip, Ray? If we do, play it at the end of this, please. So he noticed that she was going through the house. climb up to a window, put his clothes on.
Oh my gosh.
Lay in the bed. The next morning, the woman's even seen going through the kitchen cabinets. Wow. And then Adele's Can I Get It plays in the background.
That is crazy.
She was inspired because he has a tattoo of someone climbing through a window, and she saw that on his body and was like, oh, that's meant for me to like climb through his window.
Yeah, she was inspired by the voice in her head that she should.
That's crazy. I mean,
she should get some better help. Right.
Yes.
But if he has a security system, how is she able to spend the night?
He could have, one, not said it.
Oh.
And I'm sure he's not, he doesn't have $100 million, right? So there's no security guard. He could have not set his alert system. She could have got his code. Probably not that one. I don't know.
That's just interesting to me.
Oh, wow, she's a reoccurring problem.
Yeah?
Yeah, she apparently had showed up at his gym a lot.
Yeah. We've had a similar situation happening in our life. And so I'm glad that that has taken care of itself. Do we have a clip of Why Don't We? So it's kind of like a boy, like a young man group that play instruments.
For her sweet 16, who spends a stack of dollar bills on a limousine. Not one the girl who takes a bus in, who wears baggy jeans, rocking Nike Airs. What the hell, a low batteen? Don't want no fake tassels.
Okay.
We hope the best for him and them. Make yourself at home. A terrifying moment. A Connecticut family finds a black bear inside their home.
Oh.
What would you rather find, a black bear or the crazy girl?
I don't know.
Black bear.
Black bear would be better news.
Yeah.
And absolutely. The black bear doesn't know what they're doing. The black bear's not going to stab you and kill you for love.
100%.
It could kill you. It could eat you. But yeah, I would rather go black bear too. The black bear also went through the home, rummaged through, went through the freezer, and then came back a second time for more food. So, and you also probably know where you live if there are bears that bears could be around. So even though it's a shock during the house, you're like, oh, a bear. When someone's in your house wearing your clothes, you're like, oh, yeah, duh, somebody's house going to get it. So a black bear can be seen intruding into one of the home's rooms while the bear's eating marshmallows and peanut butter crackers and just
hilarious
ripping at it. That's from the Daily Mail. From UPI, four men played 2,097 miniature golf holes in 24 hours, and they set a world record. That's a world record that you knuckleheads could set.
Oh, how easily.
Much is it? I think I can do that.
24 hours. 2,097 mini golf holes. They broke the Guinness World Record in Kentucky. Cole, Chris, Tony, and Bob began their attempts at 8 a.m. Sunday at Putt-Putt Golf and finished at 8 a.m. Monday. They played 2,097 holes, the team of four. So you would need four people, and you have to finish the hole.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So they could rotate. Like, Eddie plays five holes, takes a rest. I play five. No.
I believe you all four have to make it as if you're playing a round of golf.
Oh, playing at the same time, all of us?
Like a foursome.
Yes.
That could get really tiring.
Well, it's 20. Well, it's actually easy, buddy.
Yeah, this
and
is
frustrating.
It's a record.
Yeah, when you're going to set a world record, it's not easy. Nothing is going to be easy if you're setting a world record.
You just said that we can do it. I mean, like, man, that's really tiring. I don't know if we can do
you
all
could,
that.
This is one you could attempt.
we could try and
have an outside shot.
And just think, if we keep making hole-in-ones, we're going to blow this record out of the water.
Tom DeLonge added to Blink-182, maybe. You know, he's been out for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
But he put in his profile, Blink-182 member. So if you were a Blink fan back in the day or even now, because they've had a different guy singing for them.
Yes.
He's from My Acoustic Groupie. Yeah, Alkaline Trio. And he kind of sounds like him, but it ain't the same.
He tries.
But Blink-182 could be full again, which is pretty cool.
Wow, they were fighting.
Why'd they kick him out?
Well, I don't know if they kicked him out or he left or or all of that. Yeah.
Got it.
So, but now there's so much money in groups from the 90s and 2000s to come back.
Yeah.
And maybe they get along. He's also alien one, right?
Yeah.
Like, believes in the aliens. Where's the... Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what if he's the only one that's right?
Okay.
Probably not.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite band as a kid that you look back and you go, dang, I don't even listen to them at all anymore? I was thinking about this. Because I used to love Blink-182. But like the Presidents of the United States of America, I knew every song. Knew it all. Loved it all. Don't even go back and dabble a little bit. So I would say Presidents of the United States of America. Amy?
I mean, I used to listen to Dixie Chicks all the time, and I don't really listen to them anymore.
Yeah, but we play them.
But they're the Chicks now.
I think, though, that's they're still pretty relevant, and they still have music.
Yes, they are, but I'm not always into it.
Lunchbox?
Metallica.
You were into Metallica?
Were you?
Yeah, Enter Sandman, For Whom the Bell Tolls. I mean, that stuff was great, but I don't listen to it. I mean,
Bring Out Your Rage?
I don't know why. I mean, I think my brother listened to him, and so then I started listening to him, and I was like, man, this is awesome.
And your brother was your hero?
Nope, not really.
No.
Nope.
Do you think he was cool?
He's cool. He's a jerk, but he was cool.
Okay. Eddie?
It's funny you said Rage because Rage Against the Machine. I loved Rage Against the Machine, but I can't. I have kids. Like, I can't listen to Rage Against the Machine in the house.
Social justice. They're a social justice group.
They are, maybe, but man.
A lot of F words, though. Yeah. Finally, a 99-year-old Mexican grandma's final wish was granted. A giant penis on a gravestone.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's hilarious.
She had one final wish before dying, and that was for her grave to have a statue of a penis.
They allowed it?
Her family, abiding by the wish, erected the statue.
Oh, my gosh.
5.5 feet tall. Quote, recognition of her love and joy of life. So there you go. That's from News 18.
But the cemetery, like, let that just go up there?
I know. I'm shocked.
Guys, it's so realistic. It's weird for me to look at.
It is.
It's so realistic that I wanted to see the... And I went, well, do we have to get so realistic?
No.
Dude, what if your loved one's buried right next to her and you take the kids there?
I'm telling you, it's the craziest, funniest, weirdest, most awkward, awesome thing I've ever seen at a cemetery. I mean, it's so tall, too, above the rest. It's like if you look at an old picture of Tulsa, they have like two skyscrapers from way back in the day. And now it's Tulsa's big. It's a big city. It's an awesome city.
Look at that, Eddie.
But
oh,
it's
my
like
gosh. That's very
the
big.
Picture. There's just like one building above the rest.
And it's great. They have a blanket wrapped around it, and then they do the unveiling.
They do.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
They do. That's from News 18. All right.
There we go. 3, 2, 1.
And with that, that's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
I don't know the difference in breath and breathe when I spell it. That's a tough one. Breath.
There's an E.
I know, but I always forget which one's which. I struggle with breath and breathe. I struggle with restaurant. Let me see if I can do that real quick. Restaurant. 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 Restaurant.
That's how I do it.
R-E-S-T-A. Restaur. A-U-Rant. R-A-N-T. Restaurant.
Boom.
See, I was posting on Instagram some pictures of Eddie and I at the Opry last night, and I was like, breathe or breath?
In what context were you using breathe or breath?
Well,
with us?
I was laughing so hard last night during one of our things that I had to catch my breath, and so you just played some chords.
That was funny
last night. So I'm gonna post that in a minute, Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. But now let's play the feud.
Let's go.
Woo! All right, 10 answers on the board. Amy, you're up first. We're looking for the 10 most stressful jobs. So Glassdoor just released the top 10 most stressful jobs for 2022. They talked to thousands and thousands of people, and they rated them based on all the things you would base it on. What's the most stressful job in America? Amy.
Police officer.
Okay, show me police officer. That is your number three answer. There you go.
Okay. I'm going to go with teacher.
Show me a teacher. Yes. That's your number one answer.
Okay. I'm going to go with military.
I mean, that's stressful.
Mm-hmm. Very stressful.
Show me military.
Oh.
Did not make the list. Amy walks away with 4 points in the first round.
Weird.
Lunchbox, coming over to you. We're looking for the top 10 most stressful jobs.
Man, I don't know if a lot of people would say this, but I know it is. I mean, I see these people, and I don't know how they do it.
But we're looking for a lot of people to say this, though, yeah, just in case.
I don't even know if people think about this job, how stressful
but
it is.
But we need them to think about it?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope these people did, because they keep us safe in the sky. Air traffic controllers. Very stressful. Number one most stressful job in America.
Air traffic controllers.
Teachers was number one.
It is stressful.
Okay, show me air traffic controllers.
That was terrible.
No, it's one of the highest suicide rates because of the stress.
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, okay, Bones, here you go. Let's go realistic.
It's like somebody Googled something during the break.
Yeah.
That's what that feels like right there.
No, I have a buddy that's one.
Oh. Eddie, go ahead.
Servers, they're so stressed out. Dude, can you imagine the demand of people? I need this, I need that.
Oh, true, and short staff.
Give me servers.
Get out of here.
Show them servers.
Hey, what?
Okay.
Stressful, man.
Yeah, all right. Round one, great. Amy's ahead 4-0. Amy, back to you.
That was rough.
Top 10 most stressful jobs.
Okay. Doctor, like, I'm thinking ER. It's stressful.
Doctor! There you go, number two.
That seems easy.
Okay.
I have that one.
I can't believe military wasn't on there. So I'll go, I mean, it's got to be stressful when you're fighting fire. A firefighter?
Top 10 most stressful job. She says firefighter. Show it to me. Number six is a firefighter.
Okay, I guess I'm going to play off air traffic control, and I know that being a pilot can be stressful. Pilots are in the military. That's stressful. Oh, man, fighter pilots. I'll just put them all together. Pilot!
Pilot!
Ah!
Number five.
I went with the wrong one.
I had that one, too.
Okay.
Lunchbox, like, made his two... He cut the lane off. He's like, I'm going to go with left-handed air traffic controllers in Iowa.
Man, all you air traffic controllers out there, just go ahead and email in and let us know how stressful your job is.
Okay.
No one's saying it's not stressful.
It probably is.
Military
really is.
Also very stressful.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. Next up, Amy, you've been dominating.
Okay. Gosh, is being a mom on there?
Oh, that's good.
Stressful jobs. Okay. Raising kids.
Show me being a mom.
That's a good one, Amy.
I don't think that would be considered a job, though.
Yeah, that's
it is. It's a job.
I'm not saying it's not work.
That's why I said raising kids, because right. Parents.
I'm not saying it's not work, but it's not considered a job because you're not getting a paycheck.
Yeah, we should get paid.
Okay,
for
Eddie.
For some dads.
What's up?
Okay. No, why are you guys so argumentative today?
Yeah, you guys are.
I didn't make
we
the
need
list.
To get paid for being good parents.
I need to get paid for handling this bullcrap right now.
You are.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Is radio hosts on there?
Lunchbox.
Well, I got two written down, but I don't, man, jeez. It's easy.
What?
President.
Top 10 most stressful jobs.
Yeah.
President.
To thousands of people they've talked to.
I have that one.
President. It's the most stressed. I mean, you're stressed out.
You see him age?
Show me that president.
But nobody, it's not relatable.
It's not they're talking to thousands of people.
But it's a job.
Yes, but nobody knows because only one person does it.
Their hair turns so gray.
Exactly, because they're so stressed. I don't understand.
So astronauts are stressed out too, guys, but it's not going to be on the list.
No, they're not. They're chilling.
Well, let me take them off.
Eddie.
Thank you for that.
Guys, let me get this one right, please.
The top 10 most stressful jobs in 2002, after talking with thousands of folks and what they said. The answer is, Eddie.
Man, I was watching the Bare Bones, and that is stressful environment. They're all cooks in the kitchen, stressing out. Give me cooks.
Show them. Cooks.
Yeah!
What?
Chef, I need this. No, I need that.
Kitchen staff.
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm in trouble.
That's number seven, by the way.
Wow.
Dang,
that's a lot of points.
7 points for you.
Ooh, Bones, I got it. Give me a truck driver.
Show him truck driver.
Sorry, truckers.
All right, we're going around one more time. Speed round, so you need to have your answers ready.
Right.
You got 3 seconds or we buzz you.
All right.
So the top 10 most stressful jobs for 2022. Company Glassdoor just talked to thousands and thousands of people, and based on all this data of pay, stress, work hours, these are the most stressful jobs. There are four answers left on the board. Amy, go.
Okay, I said doctor, but what about a nurse?
Show her a nurse.
I have it. That was my other one that I picked president over nurse.
Okay, Amy, you said it, so you get the points. You guys can't yell had it when you didn't say it and somebody else gets it. You can't take like somebody else's glory.
Okay.
I was mad at myself.
All right.
And me again?
Yeah.
Okay. 911 operator.
Oh, it's so good.
Hey, maybe they saw that Jake Gyllenhaal movie.
Yeah.
How do we feel about 911 operator?
Love it.
Yeah?
She got it. 100%.
He also loved another one I missed.
How do you feel about 911 operator?
No.
Did you have
air traffic control?
Not enough people know that. They don't
show
think
me
about that.
911 operator.
Yeah.
Emergency dispatcher, yes.
She
Let's
wins.
Go.
All right.
No,
there are two
our...
left.
Okay. I mean, this probably seems not very stressful, but I bet it is like a delivery driver.
Show me delivery driver.
Okay.
Lunchbox.
Taxi driver, Uber driver, whatever you want to call them.
Eddie.
That was easy. Guys, construction workers.
That's not stressful. I mean,
it is stressful. We're not taking away from it. It's a list. I didn't make the list. Number 9 is a paramedic.
I had
And number 10 is a news reporter. And number 11 is me with you guys. Golly.
Where was air traffic controller?
Amy is the winner.
Good job, Amy.
Nice job. Thank you all. Check out the podcast, because on the podcast you can hear another listener play Two Truths and a Lie for $5,000. They played this morning thanks to my show Snake in the Grass on USA Network.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Melbourne, Florida. A 39-year-old man was doing some shopping at Walmart, but he's using one of those motorized scooters, and he's driving. Boom! Runs into a shelf. Boom, runs into a customer. Boom, knocks over a shelf.
Dang.
Police are called, and he got a DUI.
DUI?
In Walmart?
Well, I think anything motorized around other folks, if you're drunk, you can get a DUI. People will get them on lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Yep. Horses.
And they have funny cop videos, too, where the cop's got his body cam on. Like, so, you've been drinking? Yeah, I do. I'm going to ride my lawnmower there, officer. Yeah, but you can't drive a lawnmower drunk. Well, my officer, I just got my keys and I got to get over here to my no, and it's awesome. They're awesome videos.
Uh-huh.
The horse ones are funny, too.
Yeah.
Because a horse isn't motorized, though.
But it's, I don't know what it's called. Maybe it's not.
A moving vehicle?
I don't know, but I know you get one on a horse.
Moving transportation?
It's probably only happened once in like a small town, and now we use it. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
When do your kids go back to school?
Next week.
Yeah, there's a sigh. Good sigh or bad sigh?
I don't know yet. I can't tell if I'm like thankful because they'll have something to go do, you know, for the rest of the year, or if like it's going to be overwhelming, because Tashira's starting high school, and I feel like there's just going to be a lot of pressure. Like, I'm already texting with Mike D's wife about tutoring her.
So you're going to hire... Mike D's wife used to be a tutor.
Yes.
Like, it's a real thing.
I know, because I just... this is next level stuff.
In math?
All the subjects.
Oh, all.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
Yeah.
So your daughter's going into high school. Is that ninth? High schools are different. I went to a really small school where high school was 10th, 11th, and 12th.
It's 9th through 12th.
Okay, so 9th through 12th there. Yeah. Will she be in the same building as 11th and 12th graders? Really?
She's going to be in the same school.
She nervous?
Like, she's nervous, especially because it's a brand new school for her, and not many other kids that she knew in junior high are transitioning to this one. So I think she's got two friends.
The hardest thing about going back to school for me was always waking up early, because I would spend all summer on my natural body clock, which is stay up until 4 or 5 in the morning, sleep until noon or 1 p.m. Like, that to me, that's what my body would do right now. I know she's like me, where she likes to sleep late.
Oh, she's begging me all the time to want to sleep in, and I'm trying to get her to wake up early because, hey, school's starting. You need to start training your body
to
wake up early.
I'd never do that. I plan to. I'd be like, and then I would just cold turkey it.
Right. And even though school's starting, she's like petitioning to even get to sleep in as late as possible for that, because she saw some article that says sleeping later for teenagers is good. And she sent me a voice text about it.
You have it?
Yeah, I recorded
it. Here's Amy's daughter with a voice text about sleeping later.
Hey, Mom, I found this article online that says you should let me sleep in late. It says it helps you with stress, academic, and with mood.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, that's good.
My stress and mood is just better from hearing about the article.
Right. So, and I thought...
That's awesome that she's finding things and going, hey, I'm bringing this to your attention as an argument in the debate that we always have.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
It's not just her yelling or getting upset.
Right. We just got her a new computer to start the school year, and I think she's...
I sent her that article. I was like, sure.
She's like Google searching things. Like, but hey, I like it.
How do you handle that? Do you say okay?
No, I'm like, listen, this is the time we have to get up. It doesn't matter. I can't control that. This is what time you need to be at school.
Man, parents just don't understand.
Yeah. You're on their side.
I mean, she would literally sleep till probably 4 p.m. if I let her.
Same, bruh. Me too. I'd love. That's my natural body clock. Okay, we're done. I haven't woken up yet, so I'm going to go back home, sleep till the afternoon. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Bobby Bones
Show.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford, doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.